Seattle may be bike-loving, but it hasn't figured out bike sharing. Not yet, anyway. The old Pronto bike share shut down this spring, but an app-based Pronto replacement might be coming. It might be coming very soon. My next guest has test-ridden one possible new bike. Tom Fucoloro, founder of the Seattle Bike Blog. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
You rode one of these bikes, the Blue Go-Go bike. How did that differ from a Pronto bike?
Well, the Pronto bikes were pretty heavy, and they're sort of bomb-proof, and that meant that they were a little clunky feeling. And this bike is kind of the exact opposite. It's pretty light, which is good, but it was also, you know, maybe felt a little cheaper than the Pronto bikes. But, you know, overall, I'd say it's a bike. It pedaled, and the brakes worked, so yeah. I was happy about it.
Now, unlike Pronto, one of these bike shares, Blue Go-Go, would not use any bike stations. So how would it work?
Yeah, actually, there's a couple companies, there's at least three that I know of, who are interested in launching in Seattle, and they all have a very similar model, where basically there's just a kickstand. You park it on an open space in the sidewalk, you know, not blocking the walkway, not blocking, you know, bus stops or in people's front doors and things, and you just lock the back wheel. And the only way to unlock the wheel is to sign in through an app, and you scan a QR code with your phone's camera, and that sends a signal through their system, and it unlocks the bike, and you bike away. And when you get to the end, you lock the wheel where you're ending, and that's it. You walk away, just kind of like a car to go, except it's a bicycle.
Tom, it's so interesting that Seattle agonized over Pronto for years, and then 6 weeks after it's gone, boop, maybe Pronto 2.0. What does that tell you?
Yeah, what's amazing is that almost all of these companies are less than a year old. So some of these companies are brand new startups who aren't launched anywhere. And then there's companies like Blue Go-Go who launched, you know, honestly 6 months ago, mostly in the Asian market. And they're looking to get into North America. And they're looking at Seattle. We got rid of Pronto. And we sort of, by getting rid of Pronto, made ourselves a huge target because we're kind of a blank slate for bike share. So it's kind of like, well, come in and, you know, this could be a great place to innovate.
Interesting. You know, way to get to innovation is to get rid of the old system you had, which Seattle did. Do these new bike share companies have to wait for Seattle's approval, or can they just put some bikes out and advertise their app?
That's a good question. I mean, all of the companies I've spoken with, they're basically hoping the city will create, you know, a legal framework within which they can compete and innovate. Because they don't want to, they want the city support. Obviously, that's better for them as a business. So it's sort of like the city's in this position of, if we can get ahead of this now, we can start off on a good foot instead of fighting a company that's come in and is providing a service that is going to be probably really useful and probably well used, and they're going to have to fight it and look like the bad guys. You know, instead, they can just create the rules, and then, you know, the companies can play within them. Because the other thing is, it's not exactly clear that it would be illegal to launch now without a permit. Like, there's nothing, there's just no rules against it. There's no rules saying it is legal, and there's nothing saying it's illegal necessarily, depending on which lawyer you ask.
Why would one of these stationless bike share systems be successful where Pronto was a bust?
Well, they have almost no overhead because they don't have the docking equipment, which was expensive to install and expensive to maintain. That's a huge one. And they're going to probably have smaller staffs. And the bikes, each individual bike is probably going to cost them less money. And, you know, those are a lot of costs that the other system had that these won't. You know, there's definitely some service disadvantage perhaps to not having stations. You know, you won't be able to depend on a bike always being in the same spot all the time like you could with Pronto. But there might be some advantages also, because now you'll be able to bike straight to the front door of a business.
We're talking with Tom Fucoloro from Seattle Bike Blog. And Tom, you yourself have acknowledged that for this new kind of bike share system to work, people may need to have an open mind about it. What does that mean?
Yeah, they need to be ready for a lot of branded bicycles showing up on streets, you know, maybe very quickly and very soon, as soon as the city allows these companies to open. Sometimes change is hard, and we're going to have this brand new way to get around, a new transportation option when we desperately need one. You know, 1 minute standing on Mercer Street at rush hour will tell you that we definitely need to find a different way to get around. And these bikes could be a huge part of that. But that will mean that maybe sidewalks will be a little more cluttered. And if you don't ride the bikes, maybe that will be annoying to people. But I hope that people have an open mind about it and don't just immediately get angry at it.
Yeah.
Because I could see that happening. And, you know, it's not entirely irrational to not like a change that doesn't seem to be something that you were calling for. But hopefully people will understand that it could be very good for the city to have, if this succeeds.
You know, Tom, that there's some people listening, some drivers, who are saying, enough with the war on cars. Nobody wants bikes. Give it a rest.
Well, these bikes are going to cost $1 to ride. That's it. So $1 for 30 minutes. So I think that price might be a lot of people who had no interest in using Pronto who might, you know, have a kind of a long walk ahead of them, and they'll walk by a bike and they'll see that it's only $1 and they could get there in, you know, 5 minutes instead of 15. These companies are not asking for any taxpayer subsidy at all. And in fact, they want to buy permits. So that would be street use fees into the city. Maybe pay down the balance from Pronto a little bit.
Overall, Tom, how excited are you for this possible bike share to be?
I'm very excited, especially after a year and a half of very depressing talk about bike share as this thing that I was really excited about died a slow death. But now this new concept is coming up and there's a lot of money behind it, and we might end up with a bike share system that was years ahead of what we had. So I'm pretty excited about it, but I'm ready to cover it, you know, positives and negatives, because we don't have anything like this on the streets in the US. So it's pretty brand new. And so we'll see. It's an experiment, but it could also be very innovative.
Tom Fucaloro, editor and founder at the Seattle Bike Blog. We'll be waiting, and maybe not for long, for whatever comes post-Pronto. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The city of Seattle's working on the rules and the regs for any new bike share, and it sounds like you could be wheeling these new bikes around very soon. The city is aiming for a test run in July.